This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is committed to eliminating caste-based discrimination and communalism. National Human Rights Commission urges government for sufficient investment and adequate legislative provisions to safeguard rights and welfare of migrant workers. Sudhir Paschim Royals interfinals of Nepal Premier League. Karnaliak's taking on Janakpur Bolts in qualifier 2 of NPL tomorrow. And rescuers race to find survivors as 14 people die after 7.3 magnitude earthquake strikes Vanuatu. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is committed to eliminating the caste-based discrimination, untouchability and communalism. The Prime Minister's remark came during his address to a program organized on the occasion of the 37th Establishment Day of Society for the Liberation of Oppressed Castes, Nepal in Kathmandu today. The head of the government plans to amend the existing laws for banishing caste-based discrimination. On a different note, the Prime Minister reiterated that the new coalition government was formed for political instability and good governance. Prime Minister Oli claimed that the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress were moving ahead with the single goal of social reform. Also speaking on the occasion, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba called for adhering to the constitution, laws and social reform for ensuring the equality of castes. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government for sufficient investment and adequate legislative provisions to safeguard the rights and welfare of migrant workers. Issuing a press statement on the International Migrants Day today, the Commission called on the government to address the current labour migration issues through enabling policies and legislation. The National Human Rights Commission also urged the government and all concerned stakeholders to take initiatives for a safe, regular and orderly migration as well as to protect the rights of the female domestic workers abroad. President Ramchandra Pawdil has appointed Nepal's resident ambassadors to India and Malaysia. The President appointed Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma as the resident ambassador of Nepal to India and Dr. Netra Prasad Timsina as the resident ambassador of Nepal to Malaysia. The office of the President said the head of the state made the appointments on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has stressed the need for a feminist foreign policy to ensure equality and the rights of all minority groups. Addressing a panel on LGBTQI+ in feminist foreign policy at the Equal Rights Coalition Conference in Berlin of Germany on Tuesday, the Foreign Affairs Minister called for a feminist foreign policy to ensure inclusivity, justice and reconciliation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana also highlighted Nepal's significant achievements in ensuring inclusion and the rights of the LGBTQI+ community. Abdullah Al-Samsi, the United Arab Emirates ambassador to Nepal, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at Balwatar today. During the meeting, Ambassador Al-Samsi conveyed an invitation from Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, for Prime Minister Oli to participate in the World Government Summit, scheduled to take place in Dubai in the second week of February. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, they also discussed exploring potential future collaborations in areas such as trade, investment, agriculture, hydropower, tourism and hydroenergy. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, has stressed the need for utilising skills and capital earned in course of foreign employment for the nation's development. The Labour Minister's remark came during his address to a programme organised by Trivan University and the International Organization for Migration, IOM, on the occasion of the International Migrants Day in Kathmandu today. Minister Bhandari added that the Internal Employment Division has been set up at the Ministry for the Promotion of Domestic Employment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ, त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने।
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The newly appointed executive chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Agency, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has called for careful planning to ensure the long-term success of public service broadcasting. Addressing separate programs organized in Radio Nepal and Nepal Television today, Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista instructed employees to work with new enthusiasm for transformation in content and technology of the public service broadcaster. He also urged all employees to work together to make PSB a transparent, efficient and successful institution that would serve the public with integrity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Rescuers in Vanuatu are racing to find survivors trapped in buildings a day after a 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck the capital of Port Vila, killing 14 people. According to the BBC, 6 victims died as a result of a landslide, while 4 others had been in collapsed building at the time of the quake. The death toll is expected to rise further. At least 200 people were injured in Tuesday's earthquake, with many of the casualties centered around a handful of buildings in the city center. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said an estimated 116,000 people could be affected by the worst impacts of the quake. It is reported that a 7-day state of emergency has been declared to limit the public's movement while rescue operations are underway. Tremors from the earthquake have also cut power and mobile services. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol failed to appear before the country's corruption watchdog on Wednesday after he was summoned for questioning over his martial law bid. According to the AFP news agency, investigators from the Corruption Investigation Office had summoned him to their facility in suburban Seoul at 10 a.m. local time for questioning over charges of insurrection and abuse of power. Yoon's legal team on Tuesday said he did not commit insurrection and has vowed to fight the charge in court. The court on Wednesday ordered Yoon to submit the martial law decree he issued 2 weeks ago, as well as the records of cabinet meetings held directly before and after the announcement. Now, sports update. Karnali Yaks have reached the second qualifier of Nepal Premier League NPL T20 cricket tournament, defeating Chitwan Rhinos by 21 runs in the eliminator game played at the TU cricket ground in Kirtipur today. Chasing a 176-run victory target posted by Karnali Yaks, Chitwan Rhinos were limited to 154 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. With this win, Karnali on Thursday will play against Sudhir Pashchim, which defeated Charnakpur Bulls in the first qualifier of the league. In the qualifier game today, Sudhir Pashchim Royals defeated Charnakpur Bulls by 8 wickets and into the finals of the NPL. Sudhir Pashchim Royals chased the victory target of 140 runs in 18.3 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. Now, Charnakpur Bulls and Karnali Yaks will face each other tomorrow in the qualifier 2 of the NPL. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is committed to eliminating caste-based discrimination and communalism. National Human Rights Commission urges government for sufficient investment and adequate legislative provisions to safeguard rights and welfare of migrant workers. Sudur Pashchim Royals enter finals of Nepal Premier League. Karnali Yaks taking on Janakpur Bulls in qualifier 2 of NPL tomorrow. And rescues race to find survivors as 14 people die after 7.3 magnitude earthquake strikes Vanuatu. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.